next on RadioSaintPete.com, another edition of Peter's Proffer Podcast, a podcast featuring experienced lawyers Peter Tragos and Peter Sartes. The experienced lawyers at Tragos, Sartes, and Tragos in Clearwater discuss common legal questions, provide some insight into the legal process, and cover current events as they relate to the legal field.
And we're back here in the courtroom of current events for another episode of Peter's Proffer. Today we're going to dig into some new legislation that's been pushed, not passed, on undocumented workers and how employers are going to have to deal with that going forward. What we're going to dig into is kind of a topic that's been on the back burner for years, but it's coming to the forefront. So we'll talk about what it means, why it's changing, what the pros and cons are, and we'll dig into it. So if you guys want to hear any topics on this podcast, hit us up on social media at Tragos Law or send me an email, petertragos@greeklaw.com. All right, so today we're jumping into undocumented employees. So, Pete, why don't you first off talk about what that definition actually is and who that includes?
All right, let's just speak in generalities. You have to either be a U.S. citizen or have the right from immigration to work in this country.
A work visa, things like that.
Right, so when we're talking about an undocumented employee, we're talking about someone who does not have the appropriate documentation. It's called an I-9 from the immigration folks to allow them to be employed, as opposed to a tourist visa, for example, so you just come and hang out.
Okay, so what is the recent legislation that's being proposed?
Okay, the proposal basically is going to require employers to use a service called E-Verify to make sure that every employee or every prospective employee is documented and is legal to work in the state of Florida.
And what is E-Verify?
E-Verify is a federal database, and a lot of people actually are part of it. They don't even realize they're part of it. So if you have Global Entry, or if you have TSA PreCheck, or if you are a notary, for example, all that goes through E-Verify. And what it does is, it is a database that the federal government maintains that kind of has statistics on all of these people that are part of it and confirm their identity, date of birth, social security number.
And it cross-references like records within the Social Security Administration and the Department of Homeland Security.
Sure.
So once you get entered into that, they can, you know, cross-check all of the stuff on that. Okay, so what does the bill actually do? So what does it do as far as making you E-Verify? Did it add anything else to the hiring process of people that may or may not be undocumented?
It does add another level of hiring an employee, and it doesn't really matter. At this point, you presume that as an employer, you know that you can't hire undocumented labor. So what it does is it places the onus now on the employer to have an E-Verify done for every prospective employee to confirm that they are who they say they are, they're licensed to work or authorized to work in the United States, and that they're, you know, legitimate, and they've got a social security number and a date of birth and everything that corresponds.
All right, and the guy that's pushing this is Altman, and his bill also includes a complaint process that's overseen by the Department of Economic Opportunity for any employer that's suspected of hiring illegal immigrants. So basically, if you see somebody working on your house and you think they've done it, or if you see somebody in some business that you think is doing this, you can actually put a complaint in that the Department of Economic Opportunity will investigate that company. It also sets into place penalties for hiring illegal immigrants.
You know what the terrible part is?
Sure.
A lot of people don't realize it is illegal to hire undocumented workers.
Right, and we'll get to what it already is. Right. But just for the things that his bill is adding, it's also requiring notification of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency and local law enforcement, providing parameters for civil liability and immunity for employers who comply with the law. So it's basically also giving incentives for employers to basically tell on each other or point out when they think somebody's doing this, because they really want to crack down on it. So that's what this bill is kind of proposing to do. It's not passed yet. It may never pass, but that's something new that may be coming. But let's talk about what it already currently is. So you were already saying it's already illegal to hire undocumented aliens that are here illegally.
Right. It actually goes two ways. It's illegal to seek employment if you don't have either an I-9 or if you're...
So it's illegal from both ends, from the employee and the employer.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also, again, not only is it illegal as an employer to hire an undocumented aliens, it is a potentially a crime. The first time INS catches you and you've got undocumented people working for you, they give you a fine because they presume you don't know. The second time, and this is the state of Florida, it's a misdemeanor. And it actually has a the possibility of up to 1 year of incarceration and a $500 fine. Beyond that second time, as an employer, they can fine you based on every potentially undocumented person you have, which, again, this already exists. The problem is it's unenforced.
Right. And in fact, Rick Scott, when he was governor, signed an executive order that requires state contractors and agencies to use the E-Verify system for all their employees already. So that's something that's already in place, but Altman's bill would expand it to include private businesses and actually make it a statute in Florida. So while it's already, you know, in place and a lot of this stuff already has to happen, especially for state agencies and contractors, now it's going to expand if Altman's bill gets passed. So let's talk about for a second, why is this important? Why does it need to change? And why do people have this problem with, you know, hiring undocumented aliens? Why do we care? Do we want them to allow them to just hire undocumented aliens? I guess that's kind of the point is, why is this such a big deal? Why are they trying to change it? What are the pros and cons of this bill passing?
You know, I think a lot of people don't recognize that it's not just the employer looking for cheap labor or, you know, hiring undocumented people so they can avoid paying.
But that is one of the reasons, one of the main reasons that they do hire undocumented aliens.
Oh, absolutely. That is the main reason why you hire it. It's all a cost issue. But think about it from the other side. Technically, when you have an employee, you have to have workers' compensation coverage for that employee. Well, if you're an undocumented alien, you don't have work comp coverage. Let's say you're out there working and doing whatever it is that you're doing and you're injured on the job. What would happen normally under the circumstance today is the employer would say, oh, too bad, your problem. What are you going to do? You're going to go to the hospital. You're going to pay your own medical bills. And what are you going to say? That I was working for this guy and I was working under the table? Doesn't work. Or even worse, and this does happen, the employer will report the employee and say, we determined that this guy is undocumented, that he provided us false information. And then the injured worker then gets arrested and deported.
Okay, so let's talk about the pros and cons of doing something like this Altman's bill, whether or not it's exactly like Altman's is written. When you talk about the pros of a bill like this, it really is aimed at people who enter the country illegally, not those going through the proper procedures to work and live in the United States. It focuses and goes after businesses that try to gain an advantage of using cheap labor and basically screwing over these employees, setting them up to fail, paying them less than minimum wage, not having work comp, not having anything in place to protect them as an employee, and making other employees lose jobs because they have to make minimum wage. They have to have work comp if you are a citizen or you have a work visa. So it's hurting people on both ends for the businesses that are trying to take advantage of this. So I think there is a big pro to try and normalize a process that's already illegal and put into place what actually happens and enforcing what actually happens if people do break the law.
One of the big pros, in my opinion, is you call it normalizing. I call it legitimizing. The law says you cannot hire undocumented laborers for a multitude of reasons. And the good employers that follow the law and they do what they're supposed to do, they're at an automatic disadvantage because the other guy who's basically cutting, you know, 20% right off the top since he doesn't have to pay for, you know, unemployment, workers' compensation, things of that nature, is artificially reducing the bids. Now, the only problem is this. You don't know who's working on your job site. A guy that's got real insurance and it's got real documented labors, you know
that's
that true. Those are his
people. As a consumer.
Right.
As a consumer, you want the businesses that are legitimate with legitimate employees, legitimate insurance and licenses and things like that.
Because you and I, we've seen it more than once with somebody calling me right. up and say, yeah, I hired this guy to fix my roof. And he started the job and it's all screwed up. Well, what do? Well, the problem is all of those people were undocumented. They don't really know what they're doing. So you got a cut rate price, but you also got a cut rate job.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the cons of something like this passing. I think that a lot of people would argue that people that are already here or have families here or, you know, are here seeking asylum and things like that should be able to get jobs, should be able to get paid, should be able to make a living and, you know, contribute to society here.
But there's a process in place for that to happen.
Right, I know, but I'm saying some people would argue that. And also, one of the cons that I see is it going to create an expense for businesses that are already doing things legitimately? Now they have to run through this E-Verify. Now they have to be whistleblowers on some of their colleagues. Is that an issue for companies that currently don't hire undocumented aliens?
I don't know if that's a con, and I'll tell you why I say that. You, Peter, just went through the process of E-Verify for some documents you needed for for the title company that you guys are starting up, right?
Right.
How much did it cost you to go through E-Verify?
$50.
And that's what it cost. It cost $50 to put an individual through the process.
Yeah, but that's every employee. Some of these huge companies that are hiring thousands of employees, you just added $500,000 or $50,000
to
their
bottom line.
Yeah, that's a lot of money that they didn't have to do before. Right. And it doesn't help their business at all.
It doesn't help their business, but it then indicates that there is a verification the person you are hiring is legitimate.
What if they were already doing that, though, not through E-Verify, but they were actually looking at people's papers and actually doing a thorough job in – actually, they probably already are. Right, the people that are already doing these background checks and things on their employees, they're probably already doing that. Yeah,
because understand, when the guy shows up with a fake Social Security number and fake paperwork, you don't know that it's real or it's fair. Yeah, it's fake. You don't know that.
Right. So I guess, I don't know. Yeah, there could be, are there any other cons that you can think of to it, really?
I mean, really, the con is going to be, it's going to hurt the really small employer that has a lot of what we call day laborers. The guys that they just show up to this little, this little place and pick up 6, 7, 8, 10 guys to work just for the day. Those guys are going to get punished badly because it's $50 every time.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So when talking about whether or not this bill will pass, Altman has tried to do this over the past few years, very similar legislation, and he's been unsuccessful. So there's nothing to say that this will pass. It just seems like the way the country is moving in a Trump administration that it may have the best chance ever to pass this year, which is different than what's happened in years past. So he's confident it's going to pass this season. I don't really know if I am just because it's been unsuccessful in the past. What do you think?
We live in strange times, in a time where you never know from day to day the heart of the people. And we saw it here in Florida. We just had an election where we all were sure that Gillum was going to win the governorship. Every poll said he was going to win the governorship. And the morning after, it's a DeSantis state. And I think it's kind of the same concept here. Someone's got to vote on this. And the question is going to be, that particular day, are they feeling, pro-American and pro-U.S. jobs? Or are they feeling more, on the side of those people that are here unlawfully trying to get work?
So I guess it's just going to depend. I don't think it's going to be successful just because of really how divided the nation and even our state is, obviously, after these most recent elections. But anything can happen. And if it does pass, now all you guys will know how it's going to affect jobs, how it's going to affect employees, how it's going to affect employers. And if you have any other questions like this, always reach out to us and we'll get them answered on the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Listen again on RadioSt.Pete.com for another edition of the Peter's Proffer Podcast from Peter Tragos, Clearwater attorney. Find out more at TragosLaw.com.